Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of real talk about navigating life's ups and downs, especially when those downs feel like a permanent resident in our basement. Today, we're diving deep into something that's been on my mind lately, cultivating forgiveness. Ever felt like you're carrying around a backpack full of resentment? You know, the kind that gets heavier with every step. Yeah, me too. It's a struggle, isn't it? Holding on to anger and bitterness. Trust me, I get it. But what if I told you there's a way to lighten that load? A way to break free from the shackles of past hurt and find peace? That's what we're exploring today, the power of forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, forgiveness is easy, Laura, let me tell you, it's anything but a walk in the park. It takes courage, self-awareness, and a whole lot of compassion. But trust me, the benefits are worth every ounce of effort. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to unlock the secret sauce to emotional freedom. Let's start with five key takeaways that can help you on this journey. First, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning the actions of others. It's not saying what they did was okay or that you have to forget it ever happened. Forgiveness is about releasing yourself from the emotional burden of those past wrongs. Think of it like letting go of a hot potato you don't want to be burned, so you pass it on. Second, forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. It takes time, patience, and often a whole lot of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself during this journey. It's not about reaching some magical finish line, but about taking small steps forward every day. Third, forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You can forgive someone without having them back in your life or rekindling a relationship. Sometimes, the healthiest choice is to create space and protect your own well-being. Fourth, remember that forgiveness is ultimately an act of self-love. When you hold on to anger and resentment, you're essentially poisoning yourself. Forgiveness allows you to break free from those toxic emotions and reclaim your power. It's about choosing peace over pain. It's about saying, I choose to heal instead of I'm stuck in this hurt. And finally, remember that forgiveness doesn't erase the past. But it can change how you experience it. By letting go of anger and bitterness, you open yourself up to a brighter future. You can learn from your experiences, grow stronger, and move forward with compassion and understanding. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. Sarah's been carrying around a massive grudge against her former best friend since their friendship imploded years ago. Every time she sees a post about the friend, every time she hears her name mentioned, anger flares up inside her. She's trapped in a cycle of pain and resentment. One day, Sarah stumbles across an old photo album filled with happy memories from their shared past. As she flips through the pages, she starts to remember the good times, the laughter, the adventures, the unwavering support. A shift occurs within her. She realizes that holding onto this anger is only hurting herself. So she takes a deep breath, acknowledges her hurt, and chooses to forgive her friend. It's not easy, but Sarah makes a conscious decision to let go of the bitterness. She starts to see her former best friend as human, flawed, complex, just like everyone else. She realizes that forgiveness isn't about condoning past actions, it's about freeing herself from the prison of anger. And you know what? It works. Sarah feels lighter, freer. She's able to move forward with a renewed sense of peace and self-love. The power of forgiveness is undeniable. It can change your life one step, one day at a time. Remember, it's not about condoning wrongdoings, it's about setting yourself free from the chains of anger and resentment. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing forgiveness today. Forgive those who have wronged you, forgive yourself for past mistakes, and most importantly, forgive others because holding onto grudges only hurts you in the long run. You deserve peace. Keep those conversations going. Share your thoughts on this week's episode with me on social media using #TheSadnessFeedTheSoul. Remember, every day is a fresh start, a chance to choose forgiveness and cultivate a happier, healthy. See you tomorrow for another dose of real talk.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.